Coast Radio News for Thursday, July 8, 2021. I'm George Henry. Oregon vaccination rates are dropping steadily even as the news of the Delta variant is taking hold across the country and in Oregon. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting that daily doses of the vaccine have dropped to below the 5,600 mark per day. Yesterday's report from the OHA confirmed 273 new cases, but it has not been broken down to which variant. Lane County reported 12 new cases. There was also a new case reported for the Florence area, bringing our total to 261 cases. On Tuesday, Medical Director for Peace Harbor Hospital, Dr. Heather MacArthur, said the Delta variant is here in the state and poses a more serious risk to health and potential death, as it is a more virulent form of the virus and is not just affecting the older community.
We're seeing this virus hitting younger populations. And so it definitely is making those in the medical community like myself a lot more nervous.
MacArthur says it's important to get vaccinated. She says even if you have contracted COVID-19 and recovered, the shot will still protect individuals.
Even though you may have had it, we don't know how sick you were, we don't know how well your body developed antibodies, the CDC is recommending that everyone get vaccinated.
Peace Harbor is among the facilities where you can receive a COVID-19 vaccine. They currently offer them on Wednesdays for 18 and older population. Local businesses are losing employees to the housing issue in Florence. Rich Colton with Three Rivers Casino says they recently lost an IT person who, after 2 months of searching, could not find a place to live. Three of Florence's major employers have all said that housing is affecting their ability to hire. In addition to Three Rivers Casino Resort, Peace Harbor Hospital and the Sayusaw School District are having to scramble in order to get people in homes or apartments. Jason Hawkins, Chief Administrative Officer with Peace Harbor, says the situation continues to get worse rather than better over time.
I've been here almost 4 years now. It was a challenge when Deanne and I moved here, and certainly it's the challenge has grown exponentially in the last 4 years for us.
The hospital system is unique in that it has what are called travelers that can post to a position for a temporary period until a full-time replacement can be secured. But Hawkins says that even finding temporary spaces or mobile spaces for some has proved challenging. Construction continues around the Florence area, but the demand for housing is outgrowing the pace of new spaces. The healthcare community is joining together to try to solve a problem with the lack of qualified workers. Chris Mason with New Friends Memory Care has initiated a healthcare job fair later this month. Mason says aside from housing issues, there are just not enough people to assist in the care of the aging population here in Florence, and one way to combat that is to offer training for individuals.
Our goal is to help someone build a career path. So if they come in and they want to start off as a CNA and learn that skill set, now is an incredible time to be part of this industry.
The job fair will be on July 28th from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Florence Event Center and is free to attend. Mason says they will also be offering vaccinations during the job fair for individuals who have not yet had the chance to receive one. The Douglas County Board of Commissioners have declared a state of emergency for a fire burning near Dry Creek on Oregon Highway 138. The Jack Fire is currently burning between Elkton and Sutherland in the hills, and a mandatory evacuation has been established. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office has reported that conditions are very unpredictable and hazardous. Winds, dry weather, and extreme terrain are making it difficult to combat the fire. Highway 138 has been closed. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, July 8, 2021.